The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
And this is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate. Normally, this is where Monty occupies a segment with whatever is going on in his mind. Monty's on the sick today, hoping to get him back tomorrow. Rest up. You know, we want him at full strength and hoping he will be back. But wanted to do a little baby news. We got Daddy in here. We found out White Elephant Day that you want to be a late-in-life dad.
I didn't say want, I just said it could happen.
You demanded.
Willing to.
You demanded to the women of the Metroplex, you threatened them that you will be a late in life dad.
You're extending the opportunity to father a child.
Yeah.
Willingly.
For any woman who wants to reciprocate.
Hopefully willingly.
Well, I may have found a woman for you.
Oh, Lord.
We go to Tennessee.
Where?
Where a 31-year-old mother gave birth to a beautiful child.
Oh. Congratulations.
That she didn't know she was having.
Uh-huh.
It has happened again.
Again?
How?
So, this woman, Kiana Dickerson, already a mother of three, found herself in an emergency room with severe stomach and back pain. She gets in there and is told she is...
Not EA's stomach.
I don't think EA's capable of giving birth to a baby. He's given birth to some other stuff. But she gets in there, and the doctors say, actually, you don't have a stomach bug. You're 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh.
Okay, so a woman who already has had three kids...
Wow.
...somehow didn't realize she was pregnant?
Her quote... I was huge with all my pregnancies, every single one of them. So this one apparently was the anomaly.
How long do babies gestate?
I don't know what that word means.
Incubate.
I don't know what that word means.
Process.
Cook in the oven?
Cook in the oven, yeah.
9 months,
I don't know. 9 to 10 months?
What is that?
I don't know. The diagnosis... which is known as cryptic pregnancies. They've got a name for this.
Cryptic pregnancies.
It's a weird name for it.
Mystery pregnancies.
Research suggests that they occur roughly 1 in 475 pregnancies after 20 weeks, and about 1 in 2,500 aren't discovered until the moment of delivery like this. So essentially...
1 in 2,500?
Yeah.
Do we have just... babies popping out all over the place then?
That's what this article says.
There's no way that's true.
Seems insane.
I will say this. It's far from the first time we've heard a story like this.
But it's funnier whenever it's like on the toilet or something.
Yeah, or in like a porta potty.
Eh.
Toilet adjacent.
Any toilet, yeah. Porta potty's always
fun. I'm not here to toilet shame.
So they tell her this, and on top of that, it's already shocking news. You find out you're pregnant whenever you just thought you had rumble tummy.
Yeah.
They say your baby's heart rate is dropping, and we need to get you into surgery now. So it does cheapen it a little bit, as embedded in this story is a TikTok from the mother.
Oh, my God.
Where it shows her with the baby, and the caption is, POV when you didn't know you were pregnant.
Of course.
It's kind of cheap, but it's got 106,000 likes, so I guess it was worth it to have that fourth baby. Her quote, I kept thinking, how could there be a whole baby in me and I didn't know? I'd been working, sleeping, getting my period. Everything felt normal. I walked into the ER thinking I might have a stomach bug. I left with a whole baby.
Huh.
I mean, clearly it's a thing. If it's 1 in 2,500.
That number seems ridiculously high.
It does.
How do women not know they're having babies?
I mean, it happens.
How would you know?
I don't. I just asked how long a baby gestates. I know nothing.
You're just padding for time.
So they ended up not even... So she didn't even name the baby, as it turns out. So
what?
It ended up...
What? Huh?
I think you could go like a couple days before you name child.
Sure.
So it says, the shock was so complete that when it came time to name him, the mother wasn't even conscious enough to participate. Still groggy from anesthesia, she left the decision to her sister and cousin. That is a bad plan to leave your baby's name to anybody else other than you.
Yes.
Doesn't that just set up a lifetime of potential regrets?
Let's think about for a second the names that would be suggested and maybe handed out if we were to do that here at the ticket.
Boatswain.
It would be Boatswain, Bork, or Spunt.
It would be an endless list of bits.
Spunt would be a good one, yeah. I think.
Bert.
Our little baby Spunt.
Merseburger.
Corgi.
Hey, Bert Merseburger.
Bert Merseburger.
Bert Merseburger Ringenberg.
Well, it's your child.
It just hypothetically. It's a little bit of a mouthful.
Tendy Birmingham.
That's not a strong name.
You need to write that down.
Cups.
It's actually short for tenderloin, so
there you go.
It's a little bit, whenever they're actually in somewhere, a more formal setting, you go with the full tenderloin. The sister and cousin settled on the name Champion.
They named it after the dog, the three-legged dog in Parks and Rec?
Who are you seeing?
I don't think so. It was probably more of the circumstances. Although I would respect that if they were making Parks and Rec joke.
Well, in this case, when you said, hey, champ, come over here for a second, it's not just a euphemism, it's an actual name.
Yeah.
So now this woman has four babies. Daddy, if this woman can have four babies, including one that she didn't even know about...
You got to sire at least one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to cohabitate a child with someone who doesn't realize they're pregnant.
Boy.
That's pretty pretentious of him. You don't want to have a secret child?
No.
You're limiting your options, too. Yeah. You're eliminating one in 2,500
opinions.
Women.
Well, I mean, you got to draw a line somewhere. Sorry.
We're not in a position to be limiting our options, Daddy.
Oh, I'm very aware
your
of the
clock
fact
is ticking.
That beggars can't necessarily be choosers, and I certainly fall into that category. However, that doesn't mean lines don't exist.
Would you ever consider adoption, Daddy, and just being a single dad?
Do you want to adopt?
Would I consider it? Sure. Would the adoption agencies consider it? Probably not.
Why?
What about like a foster kid?
You're presumably a respectable person.
Yeah, they usually don't do that for single people.
Yeah, but you're the chief producer at America's favorite radio station. You're high profile.
While that would score points with some people, I don't know if it would necessarily with the county/state.
There's got to be a P1. In the foster care system that's in charge of some kids that would loan Daddy a baby.
What about an under-the-table baby?
Interesting.
If this woman could have a secret baby.
Black market baby?
Cash baby?
I wasn't going to say what race.
Die.
More on that later. So that is the story. Shout out to Kiana Dickerson. RP one of the day.
And Champion, the three-legged baby.
Thank you, D.
You're thinking of Corby's dog.
Oh. Yeah.
The three-legged dog. It's just got two legs. It's a normal baby.